Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Frank and Kim Spillers, and of course they're with Global Horizons. First we're going to start with you, Frank. So good morning to you, Frank.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. And you know, Frank, as we visit with friends, maybe you go out to coffee and so on, there's always talk about, I wish something would happen. I'm concerned about this. Well, we need to step up, and you're giving us some opportunities.
That's right. Well, in coffee shop talk is alive and well. Let's put it that way, okay? And so we, of course, Global Horizons is all about building civility and doing things that will bring people together to talk about issues, wicked issues, we call them, in a civil manner. Now, wicked issues are those that there's a high emotion, there's many different opinions, but the outcome is imperative that we have to have some type of outcome and some type of direction on it. So we do a process called deliberative dialogue in all of our processes, whether it's talking about community development, economic development, or legislative issues, and that's what we want to talk about today.
Because one of those, and I think you're going to bring our awareness to this, is the concern for schools in general, but Atlantic School in particular, I believe.
Right. Our community conversations, which we have scheduled through the library, and the library is a partner with us in the Atlantic Library. We have been doing a series of community conversations, and this month's issue is on concern about school viability. Are we growing a school system, maintaining a school system, or are we killing a school system?
And that is not just our individual actions, but you have some information about what's happening to our population.
Well, if you look at the population growth, Cass County has not grown in population for the last 100 years. And that is a little concerning, specifically in a rural area on there. Atlantic, not so much, but Cass County as a whole county has not grown in population in 100 years. Now, if we continue that trend, are we going to have a Cass County in the next 100 years? So we're looking at population. We're looking at the supports of population because people look at schools first when they move into a community. So are we attracting people with our amenities and our school systems, or are we raising concerns? And those are the issues, really issues, that we have to talk about with economic development.
And we haven't told people, you said where, at the Atlantic Public Library, but when is this conversation taking place?
Well, this on school survival, our community conversations this month is January 29th, and we start at 5:30 in the basement of the library, and we go till 8:30 now, or about 8 o'clock is when we go. Now, people say, well, I can't commit that much time. And what we find in these conversations is they commit that, they say, well, I'm going to have to leave early, but they get so involved in the conversation, they forget about the time, and then all of a sudden they start talking to people out in the parking lot because they say, well, I didn't have enough time to talk about this. And so it really is a method that people love to communicate because it's all value-based. Mm-hmm. It's a way to talk through the issue, not just about the issue.
So sometimes the real conversation happens after they leave this discussion.
Yes, it does. What we find, as Frank just said, that people are so engaged with the topic and their contribution and how, in this particular school survival setting, we want to know how school involves you. How, is it your family? Is it your grandchildren? Is it because it impacts Main Street
School? I also pay taxes.
And I also pay taxes, yes. Are taxes being spent well? And that would really be kind of a separate thing, but this is all related to whether or not Atlantic School is going to survive and how long.
Okay, that's the base question that you're going to be discussing, and both of you have had much experience in discussing, so that I think if it gets to an issue where people just are practically yelling at each other, I don't know, has that ever happened, Frank?
Oh, it has. Yeah, when we did one process about what should Iowa do about immigration back in 2001, I did have to stand up in the middle of the group and just put my arms out. But, you know, people are so respectful of this conversation because of the method that we use, that's really not an issue.
Yeah. And that's that experience, you know, you don't have to be worried about coming to this conversation at all. It's a good opportunity to talk to people who have those concerns. So another opportunity for people talking about their concerns, Kim, is, and this has been going on for a few years, the legislative session. So let's talk about those. It's time to be thinking about attending those.
It is, absolutely. We're very excited. Pride is a group here in Southwest Iowa, the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise. Big name, so that's why we call it Pride. But for years, we have organized the legislative coffees for our Iowa legislators to come out and visit with constituents in their district. And so Senator Tom Shipley and Representative Tom Moore are both going to be with us. And it's our opportunity to be able to share what's on our minds as constituents so that they can go back to Des Moines, to the Capitol, and they can bring our thoughts and opinions and ideas and suggestions to them. So we have three opportunities going. So I will just go ahead and share those dates. The first one is going to be in Cumberland. It will be Saturday, January 27th from 11 to 12. It's going to be in the new fire station. So we get to see a new building in Cumberland, which is a very exciting event for a small town. That's a big deal all by itself. The other two coffees will both be on Saturdays as well. February 24th, Griswold Library, 11 to 12. And then the last one will be Saturday, April 7th from 1 to 2 at the Marnie Community Center. So those are our opportunities where our legislators are saying, hey, come talk to me. And Cass County is really wonderful about responding to that invitation.
As I recall, they also kind of at the beginning, they can kind of make a summary about what's going on. If you need to be brought up to date, I think they kind of start with that usually. And then, as you say, it's kind of open to everybody.
The way we run our Cass County conversations, yes, is in a circle. We are all equals. Just because they're a representative and senator, you know, they're citizens just like us. They have businesses. They have other lives. So they sit in a circle. We give them just a few minutes and give us a highlight. What happened this week? What are you involved in? What's exciting? How can we help? Or what ideas do I need to take back to Des Moines on your behalf? And then it is completely open. So whatever is on anybody's mind, we frequently have water quality, the wind turbines around Cass County. We have just community growth, taxes. It's just a wide variety. And there's some really exciting things that are happening at the Capitol from legislation last year that's been brought forward to this year. So it's just a marvelous opportunity both to find out what's happening there that's going to impact us, or what's happening here that we need them to act on our behalf as our representatives.
Okay, so let's review, Frank, the opportunity to specifically talk about and hear about concerns related to the Atlantic school system. That is when and where?
And that's January 29th, 5:30 to 8 at the Atlantic Public Library in the downstairs community room.
Okay, and of course there's no fee for either one of these. This is get involved with your community.
It is. Let's talk about it instead of just going to someplace and sitting with our group and complaining about it. And this is a way to get it out and get movement going in the correct, we say talking through the issue and finding common ground that we can move forward on.
Okay. And the legislative coffees, again, a chance for people to, you know, you sit home and go, oh, I really wish they'd do that. And why aren't they doing this? This is a good chance for people to talk directly to ones making the decisions.
Absolutely. And our first opportunity for Cass County is going to be Saturday, January 27th, new fire station in Cumberland, 2nd and Main, from 11 to 12.
Okay, now, are all of these at the same time, or is there one time difference in those?
The last one, April 7th, because the senator and representative have a bunch of different places to go on Saturday, April 7th is from 1 to 2, because they have several previous commitments that morning.
Okay, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that again before that date. But again, the one that's coming up in Cumberland on Saturday, you know, they have to work weekends, don't they?
They do. You know, that's what they sign on for.
Yes. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
And the plus is you get to see the new Cumberland Fire Station. So come on out.
We'd love to have everybody. As I said, Cass County is really wonderful about coming and sharing their views.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank and Kim Spillers. Until next time, here's a thought. kind of paraphrasing from Rosemary Rhea, the world we are experiencing today is a result of our collective consciousness. And if we want a new world, each of us must start taking responsibility for helping create it.